Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Iti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharne Nevishesha Sunyavadi Peskatya Disitarani. So tonight we will begin the first of five readings related to the beautiful pastime of Krishna as Govardhan Dhari, the lifter of Govardhan Hill. We will hear how this pastime actually came about, what happened, and how it occurred. So last year, we heard the beautiful pastime of the Brahmana's wives. We heard how they were always absorbed in Krishna, always thinking of Krishna. And also how their husbands refused to give any food to the cowherd boys when they came begging. Krishna told the boys, go back again. Ask their wives. They will help you. So they went back, and the ladies took every single offering that was there meant for the yajna. They took everything and they went immediately to give it all to Krishna. Their husbands were very, very angry, as we heard. But they didn't care. They wanted to stay always with Krishna. But Krishna sent them home. He sent them back to their husbands. They didn't want to go. Krishna told them that when you go home, you will be transformed. Anywhere you look, you will only see me. So they reluctantly went back to their village, and their husbands greatly regretted what had taken place. But they didn't have an opportunity themselves to go and meet Krishna. So the next leela that takes place in the Srimad Bhagavatam after the Brahmanis went to Krishna is the Govardhan Leela. And it's interesting that we are informed by Sridhar Swami that Krishna and his family members, all the people from Nandagram, were staying in a village to prepare for their Indra Yajna. And the village that had been chosen for them to stay was the village of the Yagyik Brahmanis. So Krishna somehow or another was determined to give them some special association. Now please hear, and we will try to enter into the Govardhan Leela. Krishna is 7 years old, just around 7 years old. And he's acting like an innocent young boy. But internally, his intention is to make Indra angry. And to do this, he will use many clever words. So please listen. One day, during the month of Ashvin, a month that is very suitable for performing yajnas, all the people outside of Braj were happily celebrating religious festivals. So deciding that this was the best time to perform their annual Indra Yajna. Nanda Maharaj and his community had temporarily left their homes in Nandagram, and they had taken up residence in the village of the Brahmanas. They did this in order to oversee all the elaborate preparations that would be required for this yajna. The Brahmanas were very busy. They were chanting ritualistic hymns and taking care of Vedic purification and so many things. And the cowherd men were taking care of all the other necessary preparations. Some people were running here and there, collecting huge piles of rice and dal and ghee. And others were busy arranging and collecting all the firewood that was also going to be required for the yajna. Huge piles of chana and wheat were awaiting to be ground into flour for the cooking. And everyone was very excited, happy, and very, very busy. Nanda Maharaj was walking here and there, and he was overseeing all the activities in a very peaceful way. Then one day, at sunset, Krishna was returning from herding the cows with Balaram and the cowherd boys. He noticed all the elaborate preparations that had been going on now for many, many days. And he became quite curious. Of course, he had seen his father prepare for so many yajnas before. But now he was a little older and he wanted to find out exactly what was taking place. Although he is present in everyone's heart as the Super Soul, the all-knowing Super Soul, still he approached his father and the assembled gopas, offering respects, bowing his head and offering respects with folded hands, like an innocent child. "Oh, Baba," he said, "what is happening? Everyone is so busy. It looks like a big event is about to take place." Nanda smiled at his son. He said, "Lala, a yajna is about to be performed." Krishna said, "Baba, what yajna? What yajna, Baba? Who is meant to be pleased? And what items are you using? And what is the benefit of this yajna? And who is the big, big devata who will eat so much, Baba? Who will eat so much?" Nanda looked at his son. The other men also looked at Krishna. But they thought, how could this young boy understand all these intricate details? And so then they didn't say any more. Krishna persisted. Baba, it is not good that I only know how to take care of cows. I should know some philosophy and religion as well. I am approaching you, Baba, because you are so intelligent and I want to learn. Besides, Baba, in future, I may have to perform this yajna. So, please explain it to me. I really want to understand. Nanda looked at his son, and he remained silent. Baba, great souls like you and sadhus, they look at everybody equally and they never keep secrets and they never hide anything. Besides, Baba, I am your own son. Baba, please, please explain it to me. Explain it to me. I'm very interested to know. Krishna continued with his wise words. Baba, some people, they do things and they know what the result is going to be. And some people do things and they don't know. Those who know what they're doing, they get very good results. But those who are ignorant, they do not. Baba, please answer my question. Don't be afraid. After speaking so maturely, so wisely, Krishna sat down next to his father on the cloth asana, looked at his father. And Nanda lovingly looked at his son and picked him up and put him on his lap. Krishna is like a spotless moon. And he placed him on his lap and he stroked his head. Baba, I really, really, really want to understand. Are you doing this yajna because it is in the Vedas? Or are you doing it because other people do it? Beaming at his son, Nanda tried his best to explain. He said, Lala, this ceremony is, it's a popular custom. It's a feature of cowherd life. And since it has been passed down from generation to generation, and it is proper, we consider it Vedic. In our family, Lala, this Indra Puja has been performed for a very, very, very long time. And we experience prosperity and freedom from all disturbances by its performance. Lala, you know Indradev? He is the king of the Devatas. The clouds are controlled by him. They're his personal representatives. Now, rain comes from the clouds. And therefore, Indra, who is the lord of the clouds, is the giver of rain. Now, without rain, the earth would not provide food, would not provide drink for anyone. What to speak of, there would be no cleanliness. So, Lala, it is impossible to overestimate the value of rain. Rain brings happiness and life to everyone. As cowherders, our wealth is the cows who live on the grass, which needs the rain to grow. Since Indradev gives us that rain, we use all the items that he has kindly given us, such as our grains, our milk, our ghee, and all the other products, to perform his yajna. It is by the mercy of Indradev that we have all this prasad. Hearing his father's explanation, Krishna asked, Baba, if someone does not do this puja to Indra, what will happen? Oh, Nanda Baba replies, Oh, Lala, if this worship is not there, there will be no rain. No trees will grow. No grass will grow. And Lala, we cannot even take care of our cows. If someone gives up this worship out of fear, or pride, or envy, there will be no good fortune for them. Those who perform this yajna are glorious, while those who neglect to perform it cannot get relief from all their difficulties. That is why, for the benefit of our cows and ourselves, every year we carefully observe this Indra Yajna. Hearing Nanda Maharaja's careful explanation, all the cowherd men who were sitting together, they heartily agreed, yes, 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 this is correct, this is correct. When Krishna heard these bitter words, he smiled, but inwardly he felt very unhappy. He did not like seeing his community placing their full faith in Indra. At heart, he was somewhat displeased with the Devata king. This is what he thought. All the Devas, including Lord Brahma, who is born of the lotus, and Lord Shiva, and a host of sages, they all worship me with earnestness. Nevertheless, my father and his followers have chosen to place their devotion in this Indra. These are my most intimate associates. This is my father and my family members. And they are so dear to me. Yet in front of me, in my presence, Indra is going to accept worship from them? They are so far superior to Indra. So he should have refused to accept this worship. Because he has not done so, he has become too proud. Krishna wanted to break apart the mountain of pride in Indra's heart. He wanted to make him angry. He wanted to make Indra angry. And so to do that, he spoke many clever words to convince Nanda not to worship Indra. Having heard from his father, Krishna now began to speak. And everybody who was sitting nearby moved close because they intently wanted to hear what he had to say. Krishna will now give very faulty logic in order to prove that work and not Indra is highest. Baba, your actions are not justified. Higher than the devas is work. It is our work that is the cause of everything. It is our actions that cause us to be born and to live well and then to die. Work is our teacher. Work is our guru. Work is everything. Everything that happens to us comes as a result of our actions. It is by those actions or our work that we remain alive and we're eating. There is no place for Indra in this. Nanda Baba replied. He said, No, son. Listen, action or work is inert. It cannot give you any good result or bad result. There must be a master who gives you the fruits of your actions. Krishna did not want to argue with his father, but he continued. He said, Baba, even if there is a master, even if you believe there is a master, he cannot reward you unless you do good work. He cannot reward bad work. And somebody who does no work, he cannot give anything to them. Therefore, that master is a master for some, but not for all. And that master is dependent on our actions or our work. You say that Indra accepts our worship? Have you ever seen him, Baba? Have you seen him? Has he ever come here to accept the offerings that you make? Have you seen him? Baba, where does he live? Nanda replied, he lives on the heavenly planets. Ah, said Krishna, he lives in the heavenly planets, but he won't come here to accept offerings from us. Baba, he's a big, big, big devata. Why would he beg offerings from us little, little gopas? Is he a beggar? Is he poor? Does he need something? Baba, Indra can do nothing for us. Therefore, I say that everything that happens, happens because of nature. It happens because nature is supreme. Like the nature, fire burns, water flows, and our nature is to take care of the cows. Nanda replied, No, Lala. There is a supreme master, and he inspires everything. Krishna said, Baba, if you say that Indra makes the rain, I see that rain falls everywhere. It falls on the river. It falls on the rocks. It falls on the good land. It falls on the bad land. It falls everywhere. And does the ocean or the river or the rocks, do they do puja, Baba? No. And sometimes there's too much rain. There's a flood. Is that Indra's mercy, Baba? I don't think so. Rain comes from clouds. Clouds come from Rajagun. There is nothing to do with Indra here. We are gopas. We should worship the things that support our work. Nanda said, when performing yajnas, Lala, there must be a devata to accept the offerings. Krishna said, then since we are cowherders, we should worship Giriraj. Yeah, and the cows and the brahmanas. Giriraj will be our big, big devata. Besides, Baba, I like this puja very, very much. It will make me so happy. Baba, if you want, you can do this. I like it very, very much. If you want, you can please me. Nanda said, Lala, to satisfy you, we will definitely do a second puja for Giriraj. Krishna said, No, Baba, don't delay. Use everything that has already been prepared to satisfy Giriraj instead. Then Nanda and the cowherd men discussed this plan very carefully and thoroughly. Some of them were concerned that Indra might become displeased. However, since it is their nature to please Krishna, they wanted to please Krishna and they immediately agreed to do what he wanted. Although they had been performing this Indra Puja for generations, they instantly gave it up and accepted Krishna's desire. How much love they had for him. Oh Baba, you are peaceful and respected by everyone. Have faith in my words. They will remove all danger. Worship Giriraj. Worship Giriraj, Baba. He will take care of everything. Nanda replied, Lala, how shall we do this puja? Krishna replied, prepare an ocean of yogurt and milk and fresh butter. Then collect pots of honey and ghee and make first-class sweets. Cook all kinds of tasty food and fancy cakes. You should please everyone by making a mountain of rice and pour ghee on top and surround it all the way round with foods. Then perform puja for Giriraj and offer this to him and worship him with everything. Then worship the brahmanas. Baba, we always do that. No rules are needed there. And worship the cows by feeding them fresh green grass. Then feed everyone, everyone, feed everyone, from the brahmanas right down to the dog eaters and the dogs. But do not offer anything to Indra. After this wonderful feast, you all decorate yourself very, very nicely with fancy ornaments looking like devatas and fragrant ointments, and the ladies should dress in their best cloth, and Baba, you should have a big, big turban, and everybody should look so wonderful. And then you, who have the audacity to challenge Indra, who lives for millenniums, should happily circumambulate Govardhan Hill, along with our cows and bulls and calves. Soon, Giriraj will fulfill all your desires. He will reward you handsomely and make all of your endeavors fruitful. After hearing these words from Krishna, Nanda Baba and all the leading men immediately accepted his proposal, and they began to make these preparations for worshipping the big, big Devata, which of course was going to make Indra extremely angry. We will hear more about this wonderful pastime tomorrow night, same place, same time. Please all come. Hare Krishna.